Hi, Cole. What are you doing this week?
Well, Gary, thank you for joining me at the Stock Exchange.
Oh, where rich people go to make decisions that will kill poor people.
Yep. Oh, no, we are surrounded by more monsters than we've ever been surrounded by. Mm-hmm. Although, fortunately, most of it's computerized, so we have handed over
the index of the Monstrous Manual, the Dow Jones index.
Ooh.
Of the Monstrous Manual.
Yes.
That's a thing, right? Index is a thing in stocks.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I know a little, but not enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd be a richer person. No, I wouldn't. There's no way to get up. But you know me. I took a little nest egg, and I've been trying to wheel and deal. What I've decided to do is hop in on some futures trading, primarily shorting stocks.
Okay.
Do you know what it means?
I don't know what that
means. To short something is to bet that the stock will fail. So when the company loses money, you make money. It is a short sale.
That seems unfair.
providing the most perverse of incentives. So I've just kind of pulled up a rogues gallery of the stocks, and we're going to see what rises and what falls, and we are going to base the next game that we play off of that.
Okay. Okay. It does seem random. Like I can get behind this.
Yeah. So here's the opening bell. All right. So we have a clear forerunner, by which I mean high runner. It is HORS. Huh.
Here.
Yeah. No, it's a subsidiary of Burger King that's makes sandwiches out of horses.
It doesn't. Well, I mean, actually, it's weird that we don't eat horses.
Yes. But. Yeah. It is weird that we have made some animals gods.
Yeah. And some the lowliest peasants. The cow.
Yeah. So it's weird. It's this okay, so the company is called Horse Prince. Can you put that on the game computer?
Let me go ahead and click that up.
Burger King and then Horse Prince.
Cool, there are tons of Burger King games. But again, Burger King was a fucking King's Bonanza.
I faked you out.
Okay, let's go ahead and click on down though. Oh, it's the Horse Prince game.
Yeah, my Horse Prince.
My Horse Prince. I will say fuck.
Yes, I will say fuck.
Or fuck. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Home of the Content Boys. I don't know. I'm going to start working on something. You're listening to Abject Suffering, the Content Boys.
Yeah, Episode Boys. We already have one of those things.
We have Episode Boys, but now we're the Content Fellas.
Specifically when we talk about this game?
No, just until something sticks.
Mm.
as far as a catchphrase.
Okay, yeah.
And stuff. Because I think that getting away from the bad games thing will also help us for when we do good games.
Yes, probably.
You know, and then people will stop being like, but this is a good game. And we'll be like, my friend.
Yep.
My gentle dude.
Yes.
Yes. It is.
The most gentlest of sirs.
Yes. Like, yonder dude.
Yeah.
Can't thou understand that we sometimes doeth the good game? So would you eat horse?
I'm pretty sure I have in the past.
Ooh, let's get into that.
Not consciously. Like, I don't know that I've ever like
horse and everything.
Yeah. I think that, I've been alive on this earth for 30 years and I've probably eaten some food in questionable places. There's probably definitely been some horse,
like a little horse in there.
Yeah.
If you told me that the Euro column was horse, I would believe you.
Yeah. And I'd still eat it. Cause it's really good.
It tastes pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, instead of less donor, less more donder and blitzen. Donar and blitzen, whatever.
That's reindeer, yeah. And people eat reindeer. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, I guess, I would eat reindeer too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what walks upon four legs that I would not eat?
I don't know. A toddler?
Toddlers? Yeah. Yeah. Would not do a toddler.
I mean, would you eat a cat?
I don't think so. Like, it would be a, it'd be rough on me.
Yeah, yeah.
If it were just like miscellaneous meat, if they're just like little slices and rice or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be a lot. Like,
yeah, no, easier. I'm not. I don't think there's like going to be a sandwich and there's like a bell collar in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, and there's a tail sticking at one end and a little face on the other end.
Yeah, California you cheeseburger.
Know? Yeah, you need a calico California cheeseburger. But it would be tough, but maybe. Like, it wouldn't for sport. Like, I wouldn't, like, for someone just be like, hey, man.
Right.
Or my house, cat. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't parts unknown it. Yeah.
But, I'm imagining almost more of a parts unknown it. Like, if I'm, like, in another culture and there's a language barrier and, like, a family is being extremely gracious to me and it's clear that food is rare for them.
Yeah.
And it's meaningful that they're offering me this cat rice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I might, then in that case, it's like, rather than be like, no, we're weird. We choose animals not to eat, and I love this animal and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I might try it. Mm-hmm. Same with dog. That's where I'm at with a dog as well.
Yes.
Where it's like, it wouldn't be something where like, I would just go apeshit on a big pile of dog, but I would like, if I was, you know, again, like a fan.
How about ape? Would eat ape?
Sure. Yeah.
I'd be worried about prions at that point.
Oh, I guess that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine that scenario, then that family would be pretty wild.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That, like, just gave you ape rice like on the regular, because they probably, you know, fucking prionparty.com.
Yeah.
That shit. So yeah, I guess I'd be worried about prions too.
Yeah.
Like a general bushmeat kind of thing. Like, sure. Same. Like that's the scenario that gets me to eat something I wouldn't ordinarily eat, is the family being gracious.
Right. Right. That must, you know, the spices.
Sure. Yeah. That might be like a totally different spice profile.
Yeah.
You know, which I would dig. I think I would eat cheese from any animal, though. And okay. That might be somebody could just be like, yo, bro, you're going to come to my house and eat some fucking mouse cheese? And like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Try that. You know, how many mice had to go through this? Like, how many pregnant mice is this slice worth?
Well, I wouldn't do it. They promised me dog or higher.
20 mice a slice is what they say. To this kind of cheese.
You. Yeah. No, I was thinking about this. I was driving, because I live, you know, I don't live in the country, but I've got a lot of country around me now. And mm-hmm. you'll be driving up the road and you'll see signs for bison meat is what you'll see. And it made me think about my elementary school janitor. His name was Mr. Ness. And, you know, anytime we did a unit about Native Americans, I mean, you know, about tribal mm-hmm. tribal people, he would bring in he would bring in bison meat for us to for us to sample. Like,
how,
yeah,
prepared how?
Like, it was prepared almost like in a burger, like in a patty, and then we would get like a little bit of it on a toothpick, thinking like, okay. Okay, yeah, like, yeah, this is just a thing that a
like
thing
ground
that, yeah, yeah, like okay. like ground and cooked and stuff. Well, it wasn't like bison steak or anything, just kind of like, yeah, like
people like I'm pulling an entire side for every kid. You know, just like a fucking ice house, you know.
Yeah. And so one side for the class, and then one side for each of us to take home,
and one for me.
yeah, but just we totally janitor bison.
Sure.
Because he raised them on his farm, and, you know, it was just a way to teach us, like, yeah, these used to be more numerous. This is what lots of people in America ate until we mostly got rid of them.
Yep. Until we decided,
yeah,
this animal is no good.
Or it was too good.
This animal is too good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've had bison burgers and I've had bison jerky and stuff, and it is good. It's just like when you're in the mood for an ultra lean meat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then now anymore, like, I'll go if I buy ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Which is rare. It is much more expensive to get the like 99.1%, and I know that's the bullshit kind now.
Yeah,
like, no, this burger needs like some fat in it, or it's not going to be good.
Yeah,
I try to rock an 85.
Yeah, I was going to say 85 is the sweet spot. Although I feel like that's a little bit like choosing a 1% over 2% milk.
Yeah, like, yeah, or 2% versus whole.
Yeah,
you know, because I think as fatty as, like, I don't think I've ever seen like a 40% beef or something. Like, the floor is pretty high still. I think 80% might be where it bottoms out at.
Maybe.
So like,
I mean, there are definitely 10%. Packages at the store that are not labeled.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
10%. I'm like, oh shit, okay. Just like, it's just like one fucking beef nugget floating in tallow. Yeah.
It's like a candle.
It's like a, it's like a soap with a prize in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this soap, when I use it, it gets a dinosaur. Oh, and I cook this fat back, I get one tiny piece of stew meat.
Oh man, yeah. So I'm pretty sure I have eaten horse. I probably would, but it is one of those things where knowing is what changes it, right?
Yeah. If someone is like, "Oh, you're eating horse,"
yeah.
I mean, I don't even think, like, you know, in a movie, if you were a dowager or whatever, you would like really freak out and like vomit and stuff. And I still think I'd be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
You know, I think that if it already tasted gross.
Yeah.
Knowing that it was horse might gross me out more, but if it tasted fine,
mm-hmm.
or if it was particularly good, I'd be like, "Huh, yeah, you know, give me that horse."
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, they are noble animals. Like, I get that part; they do have soulful eyes, and that's why, and they're useful for things other than food.
Right, right.
So, in some ways, it makes sense and stuff, but they're just not. You know, again, we talked about the plot. The idea that some animals are just inherently off the list is weird to me.
Yeah, yeah. And we have inadvertently recreated an audio form, a PETA billboard
in some way.
Yeah,
you know, because the way that the animals that are on, like, some animals are off the list,
mm-hmm.
the animals that are on the list, we create imaginative hells for them.
Oh yeah.
Like, it is a punishment the likes of which, you know, the history of cruelty has rarely seen.
Yeah, like corn, you know? Huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it is like Vlad the Impaler style, like, torture for these geese and ducks and veals and stuff.
Yes.
You know, so it's like, you really want to not be on that list. You know, or be you don't want to be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to be off that list really badly as an animal.
Yes.
You know, or like, there's a purgatory animal,
rabbits.
Which is like the rabbits, fish, crabs, lobsters, things like that, where it's like, yes, we don't treat them well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't create torture prisons, though, for them.
Right.
You know, there's no Upton Sinclair is not like charging the ocean to open lobster traps.
Yeah.
Like, so.
How frustrated do you think Upton Sinclair got when he put out this book and was like, all right, we're finally going to blow wide open the story of this horrible labor practice, and everybody just got fixated on the grossness?
And the meat. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, I feel like he should have known.
Yeah.
You know, just like, what is it? What are people going to care about?
You're a journalist. Like, you know what sells.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. You know, surprised that he did not know it. In advance.
Yeah.
But yeah, even though that does have, like, it is a labor practice where, like, that definitely talks about, like, if I haven't actually read The Jungle, I just know of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, like, literally talk about somebody falling into the thing?
Yeah.
That's the intersection of grossness and a labor practice.
Yep.
Like, if getting, like, it has to be against OSHA if you're made into food at work.
Yeah. You know? It has to at least be a minor fine.
Yeah. Like, how much of your workforce gets packaged and sold to consumers? Like, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Dislike. Yeah, we should probably talk about The Horse Prince, even though I think that this is a surprisingly good game to tangent on, because on first glance this seems miraculous and weird, and then you get the slow dawning realization that is the only thing that can only really happen with this show. And can only really be bad with this show,
uh-huh.
is when you realize this is supposed to be funny.
Yes.
And then once you get the dawning realization, like, this is not a weird thing that we discovered. This is a funny game made for YouTubers to, like,
to do novelty flavors
and laugh at. And the writing is actually kind of funny. It automatically loses some of its power.
Yes. So this is a game that was suggested, demanded by Jeff, one of our very generous patrons. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Saying, come for the upsetting Cronenbergian anatomy, stay for the baffling ideology.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So I didn't. So this is structured in days. I think I did 2 or 3 days, maybe. I got to the point where I was tapping on treadmills. But I didn't see any ideology except for the bizarre premise that underscores it.
Yeah, there's stuff kind of later that happens, and I read a couple, like, reviews of it. You know, it's got sex in it, so Jeta Jackson reviewed it for Kotaku and stuff there's stuff like that. And I didn't get ideology so much as just kind of like some, it goes some places that are a little bit weirder than you might think, you know, like it's, like the horse is kind of aggro with you in terms of like in a sexual way, in a way that's not like, doesn't cross a line, but is just kind of surprising, I guess.
I mean, is he aggro in like a Bronte sisters kind of way?
Aggro in like a hold you up against the wall and like breathe in your ear kind of way, you know, like, so yeah, but it's also, to be also disclosure. We were going to record this like weeks ago and that's when I played it. I did some research to kind of remind me of it, but I had deleted it off my phone because I'd done my prep another time.
So getting the premise out of the way, you play as a young woman, a wealthy professional who is disenchanted with her workaday world and city life and has gone out to a ranch in search of satisfaction and love, etc. And what she finds there is a horse that happens to appear to have the head of a handsome anime man,
anime for men.
It got a black case in big block letters.
I can go for some anime. But Sailor Sun.
You know, she sees this horse as a horse with a human head because she was born in the year of the horse, and as far as I could tell, most of the dialogue was, am I actually attracted to a horse? And her trying to stop herself from that while doing this dating sim style thing where you are managing an economy of his energy and emotions, happiness. And also kind of like answering quiz questions.
Just kind of, yes. And I guess like the ideology that is weird is that like in no way is this, a prince that like got transformed into a horse. This is just a straight up horse, and they take pains to explain like it's a horse. Like you just see it this way, you are delusional, you know, but it is a horse. Like it's a straight up horse. Like when you eventually have sex with this horse, it will be having sex with a horse. When you make out with this horse, it'll be its weird mouth and bad teeth. And like, that is what you will end up doing. You know, and there's no getting around that. Like it is just, you know, it's super text.
And that it reminds you loudly and frequently that that is what is going on. And so, the horse has to be seen to be believed. Like when we talk about it having the head and face of an anime boy, that is literally what it is.
And just the head. So it's a big long horse neck. You know, and then it's just the head. So it is a funny image. So it's got that going for it. And it is funny. It's like the writing is actually pretty funny in this. And some of the things you do are kind of funny, you know?
Just the fact that it is in this free to play kind of model where like you are helping him train by tapping on treadmills that are popping up on the screen as it goes.
Yeah. Like little tiny treadmills.
Yes.
You know, and all the things, the gameplay never changes. It's just this tap the things on the screen and balance like how much he eats or does the activity. Which takes energy, which is very weird early on when it's carrots. Like eating takes his energy, but he gets energy from you talking to him, and then you talk to him and he asks you a question that there are rote correct answers to. Like he's like, what do you think the weather is going to be like tomorrow? And if you're like, it's going to rain, he's sad. If you're like, it's sunny, he's neutral. And if you say it's like going to be overcast, he's happy. He does a little animation, and then you've made his meter go up, and you just do that until you get the meter up to a certain point. You go to the next day and you get a new overlay. Like you get a new cutscene. You get a new thing to tap on, and you get some new questions, but not all new questions.
And when we say there's a free to play model, like you can only talk to him a certain number of times before your energy meter runs out, and you just buy special golden carrots with real money that will advance, that will just like give you more of an energy meter for that day to talk more.
And like one of the things, just to be as us as possible, like when I've looked up the stuff online, you know, the usual suspects, like the you know, we're the hate crime gamers, you know, stuff like that on YouTube.
Okay.
They talk about this too, because it's that, but also like a lot of lady like let's players.
Okay.
So it's like it is for an audience that's not necessarily me.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Like as somebody who is explicitly like has no leanings towards like animal people or animal human hybrids or anything like that, like it's not for me. There are people who legitimately like will think this is funny but accept the premise more than I will, and I appreciate that it is for them.
Yeah.
I can only speak to my experience. There's no judgment, et cetera, et cetera. It's just like whether I can only say about whether it works for me.
Right. The fact that this was created to be funny, I think takes a lot of the power out of that for me, I think. Yeah. Just in terms of like, oh, it feels a lot less fraught because this is in a lot of ways a joke product that, you know, does not demand that you take it seriously on that level. I don't feel like I'm treading in a ground that, you know, profoundly hits a lot of really fraught issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that either. I just like to be careful.
Oh, for sure.
If I can.
Right. I agree with that. So for me, I was, you know, less upset by the premise and more just kind of reminded of how weird the notion of talking animals is, because if we just walked up to a horse and suddenly it could talk to us, all it would be able to say is "more oats, please."
Yeah, it would be we three. Like they would have that very limited intelligence.
Yes.
You know, there's that like, I can't, it's like a Far Side or something like that, where it's like if dogs could talk, and they're just going, hey, 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 you know. And I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know, I have to constantly remind myself as somebody who personifies my pets and my cat and stuff that, like, you know, I'll be like, why does he do something like this? And it's a fun rhetorical question to ask.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of playing a game when I pretend that my cat is that. But then also I am trying to be very aware, like, oh, he's got a brain the size of a hazelnut. Right. Like it's not in those terms. Like, I believe that animals can feel like emotions and stuff. I don't buy that stuff where it's like, oh, they just, you know, it's literally just food, you know, food and instincts. Like, I don't buy that. I think there's something more than that. But I also don't fool myself that, like, oh, he's doing this to get revenge because the other day, like, I came home a little bit late, you know, things like that. I know that's not true. Sometimes I'll say it because it's kind of a fun thing to pretend.
Right, right.
And they will look like it. Like, they'll have, like, you know, an animal will have an expression or something that makes it look like it's, you know, in this personification thing. And, like, I appreciate that as a feeling. But it's a game.
Yes.
It's a game I play with myself.
Yeah. And also, you know, as somebody who just got a cat, and I come from a family that really doesn't do pets. We never did pets when I was little, you know, and I'm kind of explaining Greta's behavior, you know, just like talking to my mom and saying, yeah, I've got to go to a particular store to get litter for Greta because that they have the litter that she likes. And then she's asking like, oh, has she told you that she likes that litter? I'm like, no, like a cat liking a litter just means they will use it. And I'm worried that if I give it something else, it'll go poop in the corner. Yeah. Just a bunch of stuff like that. Like, oh, she scratched me. Like, oh, was she angry with you? No, I think she just didn't realize she could hurt me.
Yeah. Or she thought, you know, we're playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like it's like, oh, you know, just that's the thing. Like sometimes an instinct will take over and see something moving and just be like, I have to hit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I gotta hit that.
I gotta hit that.
That's, you know, that's cat for you.
Yeah.
It's interesting. My girlfriend does not, know cats very well either. So it's very interesting to like watch her navigate the unpredictability of a cat that to me is very like just like very natural. Like I just kind of, I feel like I understand them. I've had cats a lot.
Yeah.
But if you come into them new, it is just this like menace. Like this pretty unpredictable thing.
Yeah, that like, follows like, you around and gets
like I cannot understand this. Like I do not understand it. And there's no understanding. You can't like do human reckoning with it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You cannot map their motivations onto yours or vice versa. Yeah, that's been one of the most fun, most entertaining things about having a pet is figuring out how smart they are, because like my big, not realization, but something that is kind of like, oh, there is something going on there, is she knows when she's doing something she shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she hears me, either if I, you know, if I say her name, or if she hears me get up, she will immediately run and hide. And I'll go see what she was getting into, and it's like, oh yeah, she knows that she shouldn't be here. She doesn't run and hide when I approach her when she's in bounds, right?
Yeah. And that can be the case. It could also be sometimes like cats just like, I feel that it is probably true that like and the like the science behind this or whatever, like it's always like the jokey thing is like, oh, like cats like see ghosts and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's true, but what is actually true, like I was reading about it because Pocket's been having some anxiety, is that they're like weird hyper acute Wolverine senses.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like when your cat does that and is just keyed up, mm-hmm. it could be because they smell a bird on the roof.
Oh yeah.
You know, it could just be like, oh, there was a fox that went through the yard 2 days ago. You know, right. It's stuff like that. So like Pocket has been acting like tons of anxiety, like more than usual. And I think that somebody else in the building nearby got a pet.
Oh.
Like he smells another cat. He can't see it, so he's constantly looking around for things. Like he always looks like he's like trying to find something,
mm-hmm.
and just really keyed up. And sometimes I will just like walk into a room, like, you know, not even, you know, he's not even doing anything wrong, and he'll just be like sideways and poof tailed.
Ooh.
Like he expects something, and it's like, oh, like I think that he's actually reckoning with the fact that there might be some competition, you know, somewhere else in the building.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, it's hard. I can't explain to him, like, no, that's just, it's nearby.
Yeah. You know,
you'll never meet that cat.
It's a different world.
It's a different world. Like, yeah. It is a different instance.
Yes.
Cats live an instanced life. You know?
Yeah.
But they're playing in offline mode. They True. See the phantoms of other players.
Mm,
but yeah. That's it.
Around the bonfire. Yeah. By which I mean the window. I don't know. It breaks down.
It was fun to watch. It snowed here for the first time this year.
Uh-huh.
The other day. I think on Monday. And Pocket stood in the window and watched it for hours.
Oh, yeah?
Like, with just wide eyes. Like, he loved it. I mean, I've been actually questioning the assumption of when Pocket engages with something, if he likes it or not.
Mm.
Like, the laser pointer, which he definitely engages with, does he like it?
I don't
or
know.
Or does he hate it? Like, he could also just easily be trying to kill it. And out of who knows what, you know?
Yeah, and just because it moves?
Yeah, just because it, you know... I don't know that he actually likes playing with it, though. I just assume because he does it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not the case. You
yeah.
know, so maybe he didn't actually like the snow, but he was very, like, fascinated with it. Like, it looked like, you know, oh, shit. You know, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just crazy to think, like, oh, like, something can see snow for the first time and not be, like, an infant. You know, like a human baby sees snow for the first time. They'll never remember it.
Right, right.
It's the first time you remember snow, but it's not the first time you saw snow.
Yeah.
You know? And Pocket does not have the same kind of cognitive potential,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he also, you know, he's about as developed as he's going to get. He's going to chill out.
Yeah.
But he's not going to mentally develop more. And he got to just know, like, it's just crazy to me to think like, oh, maybe you don't know what snow is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to see that for the very first time.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
He's a new creature on Earth.
Yep. No, I'm not sure because I don't know. I don't know exactly how old Greta is. If this winter snow is the first she saw, but she definitely got different when it started snowing.
Oh yeah, like, the weather does weird things to animals.
Yeah, yeah. I think specifically because it changed the way sound carries outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she just started having a, you know, like she varied up her patrols in a way that threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary, I'm going to send you a link here. This is a picture of the horse from My Horse Prince, but it has Nicolas Cage's face.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I want you to see that right now.
Hook me up.
Yeah. No, I can get
oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just figured you want to see. Well, you figured you want to see that.
That's weird. I didn't really realize how weird that guy's teeth were until he had his head on the body of a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts everything in a new perspective.
Yeah, it really does make me think about, like, you know, what's going on with Nicolas Cage's weird horse teeth.
Yeah, it's like when you realize that Tom Cruise's teeth are slightly off.
Yeah.
So the front two teeth do not actually line up with his nose in a way that normal humans do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you know that, like, Etsy is full of horse teeth?
What?
Like, search horse teeth on Etsy.
Hey, Gary, can you explain to me exactly how you came by this knowledge? No. Okay.
I'm fairly certain I was looking for, this was when I was looking for, after I'd stayed with the Greers.
Okay.
And I spent a little bit of time trying to find like meaningful gifts for those guys for like putting me up and being such good hosts.
Yeah.
And I think that was it. Okay. I wasn't going to get Autumn to the pamphlet. You know, I think I got her an old book, like an old like horse book.
Okay.
But yeah, lots of teeth.
Wow. So people are just straight up selling their horses' teeth online.
Yep.
Although here is a hand carved dragon horse skull, real mule animal skull bone with teeth, vintage taxidermy. Gary, I'm going to need you to look at this because this looks like something that would be on a wall in a wizard's lab.
Yeah, I've seen that for sure. It's very Bloodborne. Like, this is something you touch to start a Bloodborne cutscene.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
it's very
just
good.
Got the very deep carved floral designs on this mule skull that they are trying to pass off as both a horse and dragon skull. They really promoted that mule, I think.
Yeah, because the mules are hybrids. Right. Say no more. Don't you want to know between what? Nope. Nope, wow. Not remotely.
Horse teeth are weird.
They're really weird. And they look weird in the horse as well. They're not just weird, you know, out of the horse.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever see, like, a horse's teeth, like, they're just discolored in a way that, like, makes them look like they've been eating out huge amounts of ass. You know? And I know that's not the case, that, like, a horse just fucking cunnilingus is a diaper, like, right before you see it, but that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I don't think they have a whitening regimen like us mm-hmm. humans do. I always get worried about being bit by a horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially like you're a little kid and you're in some kind of barnyard scenario and like, hey, let's go feed this horse. And like, oh, you're asking me to put my mouth really close to something that has these gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crusher teeth.
It is combine.
Yeah.
This tiny combine on a big, strong neck.
Yeah. At the very least, if you're feeding an elephant, he's got a grabber. Like, you're not getting close to the set.
How safe do you feel getting close to that grabber? Because I don't feel super safe getting close to the grabber.
I felt pretty safe.
I feel like there's like an even odds that the grabber will just grab my hand and then just put that into the thrusher.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't trust that grabber. Yeah. Also, what's inside that grabber? Like, you know,
muscle? I don't know.
I don't know. Slime of some kind.
Acid. Some kind just of like, acid. Elephant acid.
I don't like that. I don't like the grabber very much. I don't like that's prehensile and that it has like a little grippy.
Yeah, no, like you, like no, nobody's ever seen an elephant's mouth. That's because it is a piece of kind of spongy tissue. He spits the acid out of his trunk, and then you know liquefies the food so he can absorb it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why he's not using the grabber to jerk off a pump.
Yeah. Are you saying that elephants are into bad boys?
I think that they probably could be, right? Like the way that it kind of curves around carrots and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, it's just, it feels very capable of doing that.
Yeah.
To me, in a way I don't like. Like an elephant glory hole at the zoo.
Oh no.
You know, where the grabber just comes through and like, you know, tug.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I think we're getting pretty close to being out of bounds.
I don't know. It's about on brand.
Just about, yeah.
I just don't want to be jerked off by an elephant.
No. Grabber. No. It doesn't seem like they'd be calibrated for the amount of force.
Not skilled lovers. I feel like. I think they're like the Sonic of elephants. Like they're just not very like giving lovers.
Yeah. No.
You know.
But you think they'd be so thoughtful with the never forgetting kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, they don't understand you though, so never forgetting is for dick. You know, it's just like look, I don't like it when you do that, and they just look at you with their dumb eyes, like they didn't hear you, so it doesn't matter that they can't remember it, you know, or they can't forget.
God, you know? I need to look on Etsy more.
Etsy's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Etsy's like extremely fun. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it as a website.
Yeah.
And as a lifestyle,
a lot of hand carved skulls. Okay, I need to close this because I am getting distracted. Yeah, I didn't play this very much. And because this is a comedy thing, there really isn't that much else on there, you know, like on the internet about
it. Yeah.
Besides people just kind of
Let's Plays.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to watch like multiple Let's Plays.
No, no. Did you play anything else by this developer?
No, I looked at them though. I looked at the other stuff they've done.
Yeah. I played one. It was called Radish Girl or something like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And the Japanese like Daikon something. You're playing as a schoolgirl who is trying to climb up these long radishes. And there are little like WarioWare traps that pop out of the side that are going to knock her off. Mm. So like, it's just one of those, you know, tap timing games, to avoid hazards to climb up. It's neat. It's basic, but you know, it's not offensive or anything. Similarly, wacky premise.
Like the bar has been set so high by Hidden My Game by Mom.
Yep.
You know that like this kind of humor just isn't doing it for me necessarily. Mm-hmm. Like there are parts of this that are legitimately funny, but the things you have to do in getting around the free to play stuff is too obnoxious to make it worth it.
Yes.
You know, kind of how I feel about it. I might be tapped out. I might be might have been ridden raw by this.
That's that's the risk. Although here is a CG image of the horse with a cigarette balanced daintily on his hoof, and he is holding in the other hoof what appears to be a can of horse coffee.
Mm.
So I'm gonna send you that image, but I'm tapped out as well.
Yeah, all done with horses.
Yep.
Yeah, this isn't like a doctored image. This is coffee horse, not horse coffee. Cole, don't bury the lead. Coffee horse is a much better name for a coffee than horse coffee.
I'm just that raises a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Is it made of horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it filtered through horses? Is it like a Cappy Luwak kind of thing?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse apples.
Yeah.
But thank you, Jeff, for demanding this. I had no idea this was a thing.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. If you want to demand something, you do so by being one of our patrons. If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, you can check out what we have on offer, including dictating games and getting bonus episodes of this every month.
Yes. Those bonus episodes are good. We enjoy making them, and we think there's some good stuff there. If you want to hear more of them than just the one that you get by being at that level, you can go to the $10 level and get the fire hose to listen to all the old ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is recommended.
Yes.
And appreciated. And until next time, who is Zoo Horse?
Yeah, that's the ticket.